From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
A city that has suffered from divestment for decades is now seeing a new tomorrow.
Things are looking up in Camden, New Jersey. At least that's what it looks like if you walk around the waterfront or some other parts of town. Big businesses, including Holtec International and Subaru, have moved in. The city is now home to a practice facility for the 76ers. All three have gotten big tax breaks from the state to move in. But on top of that, Camden has given out its own tax breaks to the same companies. And that has some folks worried the city is catering to big corporations at the expense of its residents.
Camden is not rising. Crime is rising. Camden is not rising. The budget deficit is rising. Camden is not rising. Unemployment is rising.
Why is Camden offering tax breaks to companies that are already getting breaks from the state? And what could it mean for the future of the city? Today on The Why, betting the farm. Nick Pugliese covers South Jersey for WHYY. So we've talked before here on The Why about New Jersey's tax incentive program, the state tax incentive program. Can you just briefly explain the program and what it was kind of intended for?
Yeah, New Jersey has had tax incentive programs for decades. The one that started under Governor Chris Christie in 2013 was by far the most expansive and expensive. About $7 billion has been awarded. Only a fraction has been actually given to companies, but awarded primarily to relocate jobs to New Jersey or to keep jobs in New Jersey. Okay. And that program just expired at the end of June.
How has that program gone overall?
It depends who you ask. That program has been credited, probably most notably, with turning around Camden by South Jersey Democrats who champion that program for revitalizing the waterfront and other parts of the city, bringing Fortune 500 companies to a place that just 6 years before was one of the highest crime areas of the country.
The state will grant Evesham-based Holtec International $260 million over 10 years to build and relocate to a large facility covering 47 acres on the Camden waterfront.
Governor Phil Murphy has been highly critical of that program, not necessarily because it didn't do some of those things, but because management of it has been found to be very poor.
The audit revealed bad policy, badly run. A program more likely to have been drawn up in a smoke-filled back room than created for New Jersey's future.
Some companies, it seems, lied on their applications to get some of these very large tax breaks. And so those things have sort of fueled criticism that this was not the right thing for New Jersey to be doing.
As you reported, on top of the state program, Camden is offering this additional tax break for companies. Tell me how that works.
It's actually a part of the state law that Camden opted into. They're allowed to give a 20-year tax abatement. And the way it works specifically is that for the first 10 years, any company that comes in does not have to pay property taxes on the improvements to the site. So that means for the first 10 years of a company building, in one case, an 18-story office tower on the Camden waterfront, they're going to be paying property taxes on that as if it were still the vacant parking lot that they built on. So instead of paying $4.5 million a year, they're only going to be paying $17,000 a year.
Wow, a lot less. Okay, so let's back up a second. What's the state of Camden's finances that they felt they needed to do this to stimulate the economy?
So Camden is not the only city in New Jersey by any means that's reliant on state aid to run day-to-day operations, but they're the most reliant. Last year, they had a budget of about $200 million. 60% of that came from state aid. So they are so heavily reliant on the state to pay for schools, repave roads, pick up trash. All the things you expect from your local government is financed mostly from the state.
And how did that happen? Like, how did Camden get in that position?
It's been in this position for decades.
Tonight, we begin with the poorest city in the nation and the most dangerous city all in the same place. It's Camden, New Jersey, right across from Philly. Camden is a city of 77,000.
This is the story of many cities in New Jersey and around the country. But the story about Camden specifically is one of deindustrialization around the middle of the 20th century, white flight and the flight of middle-class black families as well. Once a lot of industry and jobs left, and it sort of created a downward spiral in which the government was taking in less money, were able to provide fewer services. In 1950, there were 180,000 jobs in Camden, and by 1992, there was only 35,000, so wow, about one-fifth of the jobs.
And so that put them in this position of really having to come to the state kind of like hat in hand. What have they had to do in return for that state aid over the years?
There's a great example of what they've had to give up in order to get this aid. In 1981, they had a $13 million deficit. Doesn't seem like a ton, but they were sort of desperate to close it. And the state came to them and said, we'll help you with about half of that, but you have to put a new state prison on your waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
This is some of the most valuable real estate in America with great views back on Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And they built a state prison there sort of just because they were in a pinch.
Right.
They are very much subject to the whims of the state and state leadership, and their budget priorities have sort of been whatever the state wants of them at any given time because they are so reliant on the state.
So why is it so important for them to sort of get out of this hole of being reliant on state aid?
To the extent that they're reliant on state aid, they cannot pursue some of the local priorities that residents may want them to pursue. First of all, the state's not going to give them an excess of money. They're going to have to justify everything they get from the state. And as a result, they're not readily going to be able to expand services. They're not going to be able to grow staff. On the contrary, they're always under pressure to furlough employees or cut employees or roll back garbage collection or, you know, hold off on the latest road repaving. They're always sort of just muddling through, and it's a sort of difficult state of affairs for everyone involved.
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with WHYY reporter Nick Pugliese about Camden's tax break program for businesses. So how does the tax incentive program help them towards that goal of not being so reliant on state aid?
In theory, in 10 years, these large corporations are going to start ramping up their payments into the city's coffers, and that can potentially have a transformative effect on the city. Now, to put this in perspective, even if all the companies that got tax incentives to move into Camden were paying full property taxes now, that still would be a fraction of the $120 million hole they're in, the money that comes from the state,
right.
But it would move them in the right direction. And it's hard to do the math because not all companies were transparent about what their full property tax bills would be, but it's about $10 or $15 million, and that will increase with the more companies that come in. And that could take a lot of pressure off of the city to start working on some of the problems that we've been talking about.
And is there any evidence that this will work? I mean, what does a kind of outside analysis say about like how this program is going to play out in Camden?
Camden officials will tell you this is already working.
These properties, most of them generated zero revenue. They are now generating some revenue, and in 10 years, they'll be generating a lot more money.
I spoke with Lou Capelli, who's the freeholder director in Camden County, and he said if it weren't for these tax breaks, you wouldn't have the companies that you see in Camden today.
There were incentives offered. There were favorable tax terms offered by the city in order to attract investors to a place nobody wanted to come.
But an internal state analysis that was obtained by the Philadelphia Inquirer, I haven't read it myself, but based on their reporting, they say that the city will become even more deeply reliant on state aid. Their budget deficit will only expand in the next 5 years. And some national experts I've spoken to who study the issue of tax incentives very closely aren't so sure that this is going to work.
One thing we know is that tax incentives are rarely the deciding factor in where businesses choose to set up shop.
I spoke with Carl Davis at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
Now, I mean, businesses are great at making it look like those incentives are the deciding factor because that illusion is helpful in winning big incentive packages, but it's not the reality.
And he said essentially, property tax dollars that cities give to companies like this would be better spent on issues that affect everyone.
And so investing in fundamentals, having a school system where employees want to live in the area, having an infrastructure network where people's commutes are reasonable and safe.
And also that there's no guarantee these companies will stick around after 10 or 20 years.
Once that current incentive package runs out, it's pretty common for these companies to get footloose, or at least to create the impression that they're becoming footloose, because that's a good way to re-up on lucrative tax breaks that they've gotten accustomed to.
Is this something people in Camden are upset about?
Yes, there's a group called the Grassroots Leadership Organization that's been the most vocal on this. They're a group comprised largely of Black religious leaders and community activists, and they're led by Reverend Levi Combs III.
This city could be self-sufficient and self-reliant if corporations would pay their fair share. They're not paying their fair share, and not only are they not paying their fair share, they're not saying what they said, what they promised to do, and that's bring jobs for the residents of this city.
And a resident, Kelly Francis, who's also part of that group.
We pay for the services that we provide to them.
He makes the point that, you know, these companies that come in, they still have to use the roads, they still have to use the sewers, they still have to use the water, and they're not paying the property taxes that it takes to support those.
Police service, police protection, we pay for fire protection, they use our water and sewer infrastructure, they use our roads, but they pay nothing for the upkeep or the maintenance of those services.
And so as a result, longtime businesses, longtime residents, they're picking up the tab for those things.
So just to sum things up here, it sounds like Camden is taking a bit of a gamble with this program. They could get this money from companies that have moved in eventually if the companies stick around. But in the short term, they could also be taking quite a serious hit by not taxing companies what they could.
That is true. Again, it's a matter of perspective of how this is going. And a lot of people say Camden is better off now with these companies here, even if they're not paying substantial taxes, than they were 6 years ago. There's things happening where there was nothing before.
Right.
A lot of residents want more. They think there should be guarantees for jobs for local residents. They think the benefits should be spread more evenly throughout the city. And they are skeptical that all the benefits that are being promised are actually going to pan out in 10 years, 20 years, whatever the time horizon is for these companies being in Camden.
All right, Nick, thanks for coming in and talking to me about this.
Thanks for having me.
Nick Pugliese covers South Jersey for WHYY. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back Monday.